Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, pensioners could soon be receiving letters from the Revenue Commissioners warning them of incorrect tax payments and presenting them with bills. That's according to today's Irish Independent. Many people owe money to the tax authorities because they have an occupational pension in addition to their state pension. And Revenue say it's written to 68,000 pensioners who it suspects have outstanding tax issues for the tax year 2022. I'm joined on this by Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link. Good morning to you, Seamus.
Good morning, Colin.
How do you think this news will be received?
Yeah, well, it will cause a lot of concern. We have to go back to 2012 when a letter went out to, I think it was 115,000 pensioners, and it caused enormous anxiety and stress. So I think at that stage there was an apology made for the way people were being treated. Hopefully this letter is not as brutal as that one is. So I haven't seen it, so I'm hoping it's a little bit more soft in terms of people have overpaid, and there will be a category of people who have underpaid as well. So there's lots of pensioners in this category going to be affected one way or the other, and I'm hoping the Revenue will adopt a more humane approach. I think that's the main thing. But it will cause concern, and I'm sure anxiety will be the name of the game after today's report.
And the concern seems to be those who have an occupational pension in addition to the state pension, there'll be no tax deduction from the state pension, but when it's combined with the occupational pension, if they're at the lower or the marginal rate of tax, the tax should be deducted from the entire sum at the appropriate rate. That seems to be where the issue is. It'll come as a surprise to people that this is the case.
Yeah, I think again, going back to the original letter in 12, a lot of Irish pensioners really were quite shocked that this was the case. They didn't realise, and there was supposed to be amelioration and action taken to ensure that that kind of surprise wouldn't occur again. So the reality is you can earn 18,000 a year, a single person, 36,000 if you're married, and then you're more than likely in the tax bracket. But you do have to take some advice here, because you could, there are other exceptions like medical and other reasons you can put down against that. So you could improve that figure a little bit better. I'm hoping this letter will, first of all, give time to people in order to get advice, because I think people do need advice. I know you can go on My Account, but again, we're back to another old hobby horse of mine.
Yeah, go
unfortunately,
on.
We have people, you know, people's education on managing broadband and internet, and then even if you have broadband, people are not very good at manoeuvring these websites. So a lot of people won't be able to access My Account because they won't know how. And that could have been, if they had continued the subsidy scheme for that, in order to provide training for people, that would have helped a lot. So there's a number of things here that has to happen, Colm, if you don't mind. First of all, again, I hope this letter is humane. Secondly, I hope it gives people time and advice as to where they can get advice, maybe some citizens' information or experts. And I hope there will be situations, sadly, where people may be in arrears greater than they're able to pay. And again, I hope that will be managed carefully, because this is a group of people, Colm, that, and by and large, on the old age pension, if that's all you have, you're on the poverty line. And now you won't be affected if that's all you have. But even to increase that above 18,000 a year, you're still very much on the poverty line, even at 25,000-30,000 a year. So it is not going to be nice for people this morning.
And Revenue, they've issued a statement saying that any underpayments won't be due immediately and they may be collected gradually over 4 years. Is that the right approach, do you think, or should even the term of 4 years be looked at and for it to be spread out over a longer timeline?
I honestly think so. Individual circumstances have to be taken into account. 4 years for some may not just be enough. So I would like to think there are exceptions to that particular rule, because, you know, there are situations where older people, for various reasons, maybe, you know, they had to retire when they could have kept going. They may not have the required pension in the first place, or the occupation may not be as good as they thought it would be. There's lots of reasons. Or they may have had acquired debts which they thought would have been paid off. And remember, many of these people were hit in the recession, which is not that long ago. So I would really, really ask for people, for the revenue, to be seriously humane here. And that 4 years should be negotiable.
Can you understand in any way how this came up as an issue? Because anyone with experience of going online and doing the Form 11 or the PAYE, your various incomes, if they come from employment sources, are there online. The tax credits for married couples are divided across the members of that couple. So how would a state pension not be factored into someone's global income level with tax deducted at source?
Okay, there's two ways I look at that, Colin. First of all, in terms of people, some people are registered on my account and probably are more likely to be in compliance than others, because, in fairness, that is a good portal and it works very well. Those who are not, and this, I suspect, is a lot of the people that are written to, may be in serious bother because they just haven't, they've been assuming they're okay, nobody's been writing to them, so that they're fine. Now, they are in trouble. But the other point I would take it, Colin, when the problem arose in 12, I can't believe we haven't resolved it then. I would argue, look, the PR, you're getting a sum of money from the department, from different government departments. Your PRSI number is there, it's available, and it should be easily available to Revenue, who really have a lot of powers, to be able to calculate people's income, because it's fairly transparent. And I can't believe they haven't found a system to make sure people are not caught out by surprise. And I'm amazed that that hasn't happened. But it would need to happen now, because writing to 68,000 people every now and again is not the real solution here.
Okay, Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link. Thanks very much for joining us on that. We're back in a minute.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.